This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
Through the ages, in virtually every culture, there is a secret realm that enchants the human race. Some believe that a belief in paranormal phenomena and religious rites may simply be a human coping mechanism, helping us survive in a world where questions about life and death remain unanswered. Anthony Avini is author of Behind the Crystal Ball.
As a believer in astrology once told me, well, it works for me. It works for me. And I think it works for me is a powerful testimony for that individual. All of my scientific testing may not do much good to the person who was cured from some terminal illness because she or he performed some kind of magical ceremony. We have to be prepared to imagine that we can live in a world where something does work for you.
At a church in Virginia, the parishioners have found something that works for them.
Good evening. Let us open tonight's service by turning to hymn number 211. Would you rise,
please?
It's
a Christian form of worship with several notable differences.
And the first principle is we believe in the infinite intelligence.
Reverend Reed Brown talks to dead people.
And it goes right on to say we believe.
And he says they talk back.
Yes, I think that would be the case. However, we don't consider them dead. We consider them still alive. So that understanding of having spiritual existence is going to be, some people would think, a little weird and really of the quote-unquote paranormal.
Because I want to stay over in this area. I'm being impressed with the name of Ida. Ida. Would this be like a mother's vibration that's coming into you? All right, because I feel like the message is, I know where I am, I'm in the light. Who's Dorothy? There's a Dorothy.
Though Brown is more minister than psychic, his service includes messages from the deceased.
For you, for something that is going to, who's Lorraine? Lauren? There's a lot of good doors opening for you also. You've got a lot of...
We believe in infinite intelligence, which means we do not accept a personified God sitting on a throne with a long gray beard and a book in his hand. We believe that God is that cosmic consciousness in the universe.
This religion provides comfort and may answer the big question.
All right. Say
but there's one thing that's imminent. Death. We're all going to die. And one of the most wonderful things to be able to know is the fact that there's life after death. And so there's going to be this tremendous interest, there always has been, there always will be, of can we communicate? Can we understand that there is a spiritual energy after this life, that you know, this is not me. You don't see me here today. You see my body. You see the vehicle that I'm in.
I had a Sunday school class many years ago. And
scientists would consider opinions like those expressed by Reed Brown dubious.
It's coming in there to you, but you're going to be all right. That's the message to you. You're going to be all right, is what I hear Spirit saying to you. God bless you. Friends, I thank you for the opportunity of serving, and we thank all of you.
Fact or farce, the gulf between skeptics and believers remains vast.
We will forever have a frontier that will be blazing, and we and the paranormalists will be fighting with our swords as we go out onto that frontier, and there'll never be an end to it. I think there will always be this curiosity.
Over time, that curiosity has led humans around the world to create a myriad of mystical beliefs.
And this is what we see about all of the other cultures of the world for all time. They had those participatory cosmologies in which one conducted rituals and rites to communicate with these forces, which they believed existed.
Today, in cultures dominated by a more rational view, countless people still embrace the magical ways of old. Korea is a perfect example of that schism.
The shamans empathize with our pains and sorrows and tell us about our ancestors, past lives, past experience, and fate. That's something beyond scientific advice.
Seoul, South Korea is a place where the ancient reigns amidst the modern. Standing above the urban sprawl is a place that answers to a call of an era long past. A mountain, home to the Mudang, the shamans of Korea. Known to some as witch doctors, shamans can be found in cultures worldwide. They are healers who commune with the spirit world. Korean shamans are revered and feared, serving in a world where, in the Western view, religion and paranormal come together. Shamans perform social functions, exorcism for one. If you're having a run of bad luck or a haunting, you go to a mudang and you get it fixed. It's that simple. Because of lingering prejudice in the eyes of some, a visit to a shaman can be shameful, scandalous even. Terrifying tales of their powers abound.
아마 한 20-30년 전만 하더라도
If one of your family members turned out to be a Mudong 20 to 30 years ago, that would have been a very embarrassing thing.
Perhaps that is because the Mudang hear voices, predict future events, or it may be their ancient rituals. For example, ceremonies frequently include animal sacrifice, both ritual and actual.
The stereotype of shamanism is changing and is perceived to be more of a cultural heritage. Therefore, Mudongs are perceived and respected as artists, cultural artists.
While incorporating aspects of religion and what some would view as paranormal beliefs, the ancient practice of the Mudang thrive in a land now dominated by Christianity, Buddhism, and capitalism.